We're doing Parashat Ki Tavoh, and we're holding Shishi, Perek Chavches, Pasuk Zayin, the 20th chapter, the 7th Pasuk. Yiten, Adonai et oyevecha hakamim alecha, nigafim lifanecha. Hashem will give the enemies who arise against you, He will give them to be destroyed before you. Nigaf is like magefa, pushed down from before you, plagued before you. Bederech echad yetzeu elecha, they will be unified, they'll come out in one path, uv'shivat achim yanusu lefanecha, and they'll scatter from before you, they'll run from you in seven different paths, meaning they'll be scattered, they'll come like one army ready to fight, and you'll scatter them, they'll be running in seven different ways, uv'shivat achim in seven different ways, yanusu lefanecha, they'll run from before you, meaning they're going to be losing. Yitzav Adonai itecha et haberacha, Hashem will command blessing with you ba'asamecha, in your storage houses, uvechol mishlach yadecha, and in anything you do, uverachecha, and Hashem will bless you ba'aretz asher Adonai Elohecha noten lach, in the land that Hashem your God is giving you. Now yitzav Hashem itecha et habracha ba'asamecha, the Gemara derives from here, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Ein habracha mitzuya ela bedavar hasamui min ha'ayin. Chazal darshaned asameh like samui. Samui means hidden. Whenever you want blessing, blessing is when things are hidden from the eye. You want to succeed at something, do it privately. You bring down the luchos with great fanfare, everyone sees it, the first luchos get bashed. Second luchos, we don't have a description of fanfare.
Do you want to do something successful?
Anything that's going to be successful is successful in things that people don't see, things that are hidden. Yeah, that's the tradition we have. Ein habracha shura ela bedavar samui minayin. The blessing is found primarily in things that are hidden from the public eye. Second, something becomes public, it's less likely to succeed. This is true also in shiduchim, in families, and couples who walk in the street and they're holding hands and they're giggling together and everything. Everyone shows to them, they're ayin hara. So no one has to see how good a person has it.
So, like, if you know about something, like, if you know there's $100 in your bank, Hashem can't make a miracle for you because you can't go there and see there's $200, it's going to take away. So, but if you don't know how much money is in there, so the more you know, the less you give Hashem miracle.
Right, that's a different Gemara, right? I mean, it's a different aspect of the, it's also Gemara in Tanis, right? Yikimecha Adonai lo le'am kadosh kasher nishba lach. God will establish you as His holy nation as He promised you. As you will watch the mitzvot of Hashem and go on His path. You go on His path, then Hashem will establish you as His holy nation. And the nations of the land will see that God's name is upon you. And they will fear you. That's one understanding. And another understanding is, and they too will learn to be God-fearing people, mimeka, from you. That Rav Hershel Schechter always gives the interpretation in his shiur. They'll see you're a God-fearing person, the Yare'u, and they too will learn to be God-fearing, mimecha, from you. Now, Chazal applied this pasuk. I don't know. He says it simply as though it is pshat. Chazal say that this is a reference to Tefillin Sheberosh. How do the nations see that God's name is upon us? Because the Tefillin Sheberosh has Shin Dalid, and it has the parashios that say we're Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. God's name is upon us. We wear the tefillin on our head. So that's what Chazal say. Vehotirecha Adonai letova, bifri vitnecha, uvifri vemtecha, uvifri admatecha. And God will make you, things will be good. Hotir is like you will have a surplus in the fruit of your stomach, I mean your children, the fruit of your animals, the fruit of your land. On the land that God promised your forefathers to give you. Meaning you will flourish, not in Afghanistan, not in Uganda, but on the land that God promised you, in the land of Israel. God will open for you His good storage house, the heavens.
The dot on top of Shemayim, that's also a stop?
That's a revi'i. So it's a more minor pause. Yeah. a revi'i, a zakef katan, like be'ito, et ha-shamayim. It's not, it's a very minor pause, like a comma. Latet metar artzecha be'ito, this is a more significant, this is like a semicolon. Zakef katon. Zakef katon and zakef gadol are pauses in the pasuk. The next word is also zakef gadol.
That's a zakef gadol.
Ulvarech is a zakef gadol. Beito is a zakef katan, yeah. And they're both pauses. And then the second most major pause is that nachta. Ulvarech et kol ma'aseh yadecha. And the major pause is sof pasuk. So, again, Hashem will open his storage houses, his good storage houses, the heavens. Latet metar tzecha beito, to give the rain of your land in its set time. Ulvarech et kol ma'aseh yadecha, to bless all the actions of your hand, all the works of your hands. Vilvita goyim rabim, and you will be so wealthy that you'll give great nations, you'll give loans. Ve'ata lo tilve, and you won't have to take a loan. So that's a sign that we're succeeding. So, Yiftach Hashem lecha, Hashem says in singular. So, Hashem says Hashem will open for you his storage houses. So that teaches us that sometimes God makes it rain for the individual. We know that there's parnasa for the masses, and then there's parnasa for the individual. There's the judgment for the masses. Will the people of Israel have a good year? And then there's the judgment for the individual. Yiftach Hashem lecha teaches us that sometimes God makes it rain for the individual. The Gemara says on this pasuk that God will give you from his good storage houses, he'll give you rain in its set time, and God will bless all the actions of your hand. So Chazal say, on a day of rain is a day when things get blessed. Even the money you have in your pocket gets blessed on the day that it's raining. So I used to have a roommate that whenever he'd see that it was starting to rain, he'd quickly take his money and put it in his pocket. So the Gemara says that when the good storage houses of rain are open, so then everything we have with us gets blessed. Okay? Unetanecha Adonai lerosh velo lezanav, and God will make you powerful. You'll be a leader. You won't be weak. You won't be like a tail. Vayita rak lemala, and you will be on top. Velo tiye lemata, and you won't be on bottom. Ki tishmal mitzvot Adonai Elohecha asher anochi mitzavecha hayom lishmo velasot. As you watch, as you listen, the mitzvot of Hashem that I'm commanding you today to watch and to do, to shmira and asiya. Ve'lo tasu mikol hadvarim asher anochi mitzaveh etchem hayom yamin u'smol, and you won't stray, you won't turn from all the things I'm commanding you today to the right or to the left. Lalecht achrei Elohim acherim lo'avdam, to go after other forces to serve them. Vaya.
Talking about the
Rabbanim
or the just Hashem's Torah?
Here it seems like the Torah. Yeah. And so he concludes.
Can you compare that to the Yamin Usmal that says the same way? What to say, Yamin Usmal?
You're right. I'm not familiar with a drasha that compares it.
But,
yeah, Gzera Shava, yeah. It's a nice thought. I don't know if Chazal that say it. Now, here we see that the Torah says, don't leave everything I'm telling you to go serve idol worship. So we see the concept that serving idol worship is like leaving the whole Torah. A person can't say, well, I keep Shabbat, I'm doing everything else, so what if I have a little Buddha in my house? So what if I bow down in the morning to the sun with the Chinese out in Central Park? No, we say doing idol worship is like leaving everything. And that's there are a few mitzvot that are that way. Now, once a person does transgresses these, we hold him in doubt that maybe he's not keeping anything. Halachically.
Shabbat.
Yeah. Shabbat. And Avodah Zarah. V'ayah. So now we begin the klalot. Chazal instituted that before the end of the year, we always read Kitavo, 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. There's Kitavo, and then there's a pause. There's going to be Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Chazal said, Tichle Shana v'kilotea. Let the year and its curses end. So to speak, we finish reading the curses. Whatever curses had to be this year were finished. New page. We start a new year. So let the year end with its curses. So that's what we're going to read this Shabbos. V'ayah, and it will be. Im lo tishma bekol Adonai Elohecha. If you do not listen to the voice of Hashem your God, lishmo la'asot et kol mitzvotav v'chukotav, to watch, to perform all His mitzvos and His statutes, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, that I'm commanding you today, uvav alecha, Moshe tells the Jewish people, it will come upon you, kol haklalot ha'ele, all of these curses, v'yisigucha, and they'll reach you. And now we have the antithesis of what we said earlier. In the blessing we said, blessed are you in the city, blessed are you in the field, blessed is all your produce, blessed is the fruit of your stomach, blessed is the fruit of your land, blessed are you when you come, blessed are you when you go out. And now we will see the antithesis of that. Arur ata ba'ir, Moshe tells the Jewish people, you will be cursed in the city, v'arur ata ba'sadeh, and cursed in the field. Arur tanachal mishaltecha, cursed is your basket. Cursed is your food. Mishal Techa is, I don't know. Right, and what is that?
So it's
your food. Your dough.
Yeah, the
Rishita Matecha. Cursed is the fruit of your stomach and the fruit of your land. Shigar alafecha v'ashterot tzonecha, the different types of cattle that you have, be it the oxen or the sheep. Arur ata bevoecha, cursed are you, tells Moshe to the Jewish people, when you enter. V'arur ata betzeitecha, and cursed when you leave. Yishalach Adonai Becha et ha-meira, et ha-meuma, ve-et ha-migeret. God will send against you, Moshe Rabbeinu warns them, the me'ira. The me'ira is lacking, something that causes lacking. The me'uma is a situation of a ruckus, turmoil, internal turmoil. And mig'eret, what is mig'eret? I don't know. Something lacking, something destructive. B'chol mishlach yadecha asher ta'aseh, in everything that you try to perform, ad yishamedcha v'ad avodcha meher, till you are annihilated and lost swiftly, mipnei roa ma'alalecha asher azavtani, because of your bad actions that you have left me. Okay. Yadbek Adonai becha et adaver, God will make the plague cling to you, ad kaloto otcha, till it destroys you, till it wipes you out, me'ala adama, from upon the earth, asher ata v'asham adrishta, that you have come there to inherit it. So even here, it doesn't say annihilate the Jewish people, but annihilate them from the land of Israel, but not complete annihilation. Yakecha Adonai b'shachefet uv'kadachat uv'daleket uv'chachur uv'cherev. Moshe tells the Jewish people, God will hit you with the shachefet. That's some kind of illness that a person's swollen. Uva kadachat is some kind of fever that a person is very hot. Uva daleket, and that's a fever that's even worse than kadachat. It's some kind of fever that's even worse. Uva chachur, that's a situation where a person is like constantly thirsty. Some kind of internal fever. Uva cherev, that's the sword that's an enemy army is attacking. Uva shidafon, that's a type of shidafon and yerakon, are two types of plagues that could afflict the crops. Uva shidafon uva yerakon are two plagues that destroy the crops. Udafucha adovdecha, and they'll chase you till they wipe you out. Now what's adovdecha? Until you are wiped out. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells them. Vayushamecha asher al roshcha nechoshet, and the skies that are above your head will be like copper, and the ground that is beneath you will be like metal. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu reversed it with from what God said. God said the heavens will be like metal and the earth will be like copper, because metal doesn't sweat as much as copper. Copper sweats a lot. So God cursed us. Right. God cursed us that there won't be rain, and the ground will emit some moisture that will cause the crops to rot. Moshe Rabbeinu switched the curse. A, he said all of the curse in singular, as though he was talking to an individual, not to the Jewish people, not to the masses. And he also said he'll make the heavens like copper, so as though it'll sweat, a little bit of rain will come down. And the earth will be like metal, that doesn't sweat as much. He switched it. He said it himself. This is the book of Dvarim, he's reviewing. So he was more lenient. Do we continue? Do we pause here?